Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening is warm across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that the IDF plans to extend its control in Gaza, using heavy engineering to collapse tunnels. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew shared earlier today that the IDF has eliminated dozens of Hamas commanders and destroyed tunnels over the past 8 months. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that despite heavy strikes, Pakistan says U.S.-Iran talks are ongoing. Egypt was hit by a drone, with no blame assigned yet. Separately, I-24 News informs us that Houthis attacked Saudi Arabia from Iraq, coordinated by Iran-aligned militia groups. And finally, JTA reports Cornell University condemns a student's anti-Semitic remarks on national television, but will not remove him from campus. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago about an advertisement in Zurich defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti, questioning its link to anti-Zionism. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, praised an Emirati Muslim woman for understanding the ties between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, emphasizing Jewish self-determination. Yainet Global reported earlier today that Gulf officials claim Houthis, supported by pro-Iranian militias, struck Saudi oil facilities from Iraq. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's new plans in Gaza. According to Walla, the military is set to intensify efforts to dismantle the underground network of terror tunnels. This strategy involves deploying advanced engineering tools, aiming to disrupt operations of militant groups. The implication for Gaza residents is significant, as extended control could lead to more frequent disruptions. Turning to the regional diplomatic scene, the Times of Israel provides insight into ongoing U.S.-Iran talks, despite recent hostilities. Pakistan mediates these discussions, which occur amidst the backdrop of escalating tensions, with Egypt reporting a drone strike. The continuation of talks suggests a commitment to diplomacy despite the volatility. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the Houthis' recent military actions against Saudi Arabia. Coordinated attacks with Iraqi militias underline growing regional instability. This development poses a challenge for Saudi defense efforts and raises concerns over Iran's influence in these operations. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that semiconductor company Excite Labs has raised $300 million, now valued at $2.8 billion. Its technology is gaining traction, with successful tests in SpaceX's new satellite systems. Separately, CTEC details that Rafael has upgraded its Spider defense system to counter drone threats. This move reflects a broader trend in military technology adaptation, crucial for protecting strategic assets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a push by local authorities to significantly raise property taxes beyond the annual automatic increase. The request underscores financial pressures on municipalities across the country. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.